It's time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And with this morning's program, here's Jim Field.
How's Marissa this morning?
Pretty good. How are you?
Oh, not terrible.
Not terrible?
No.
You always give me flack when I don't give a really positive answer, so.
Go ahead. Have at it.
Not terrible. It's Monday morning. You're alive.
Exactly.
You're upright.
It's Monday. Not terrible. It's pretty good. See where I'm going?
I guess, yeah.
You get it now?
I guess I see that.
All right. 67 degrees outside. And actually, it looks like a pretty nice start to the week here, the work week again, too. Unless you're one of those, you know, people who prays for rain, then you're going to be pretty disappointed here the next several days. Didn't squeeze much of that out of anything over the weekend, did we? Brett's in with us this morning as we get going today. He's wanting to tell you about Camblin Plumbing and Heating today. How are you this morning?
Well, you took the words out of my mouth this morning. Not terrible.
Not terrible. Here we are.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, putting a new shower or tub in your bathroom doesn't have to be a major expense. Camblin Plumbing and Heating has several manufacturers we work with and can show you the easiest ways possible. From Kohler, Sterling, Aquatic, and Musty, you will have the right selection that will give you just the right look and color. And with Camblin Plumbing and Heating's technicians on the job, it will be done right, I guarantee. You will have the choice of cast iron types to acrylic types in a magnitude of colors and selections, and the quality is always guaranteed. Give us a call for a free estimate on your remodel at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan.
Big week ahead?
Always.
The work week's just like a carousel. Monday through Friday's like, you know, you have to get back on the carousel and round and round and round we go.
We're starting to catch up a little bit, though. The weather's been favorable for us. So
yeah, Saturday and Sunday, that's like enjoying the rest of the carnival. Mm-hmm. Finally get off that carousel and go. Go have some fun. That's when you go get some caramel corn and stuff. No caramel corn fans here?
Mm-hmm.
Cotton candy?
Today.
Am I hitting anything there? How about a bacon-wrapped riblet? There you go. Now we're talking. Got State Fair on my mind, I guess. Over the weekend, a couple of big athletic events going on over the weekend here in Atlantic. The Tournament of Champions, as you may have heard our coverage over the weekend, talking about the golfers who participated in this year's TFC out at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. That's been going on 55 years now. Good long time to keep something like that going. Brad Hartkopf was the winner yesterday. Brad had a pretty steady weekend as he shot 70 in the opening round to keep himself up there near the top, and then 67 on Saturday. The par for the course there is 69, so 67 is a 2-under total. And then yesterday he shot an even par 69, and you know it's kind of the way it goes with some of these tournaments. Folks will come in and look at the championship layout at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club and think, well, that's a pretty short course. It's not a 7,200-yard course like some of those big bad boys you play on sometimes. But they're quick to tell you, too, that distance doesn't necessarily mean that it's any tougher. Courses can be tougher for a lot of different reasons, and this one always plays to its strength. It's difficult to birdie on a lot of those holes. You have very few opportunities out there, so you try to take advantage of them when you can. And Brad played pretty steady over the weekend. Didn't get himself into too much trouble and kept his head down, kept plowing forward, and picked up a 5-stroke victory at the championship yesterday as he finished with a 206 total. That's a 1-under par total. He was the only golfer on the weekend to finish under par. Andrew Martin of Nishna Hills Golf Club ended up in second place as he shot 71 in his final round yesterday, a 211 total for the weekend. So he ended up 5 strokes back at +4 to par. Ron Peterson has won 5 championships at the TFC. Had a strong performance this weekend, staying steady throughout the weekend. Shot 70 yesterday, finished at 213. That's +6. There were a lot of golfers from around the area, local ties, that did very well this year. I think that's one of the reasons why the crowd was so good yesterday with folks wandering around the course and following some of the golfers down that championship run yesterday. Chris Nelson of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club had the best round of the day yesterday, shooting a 1-under par 68 total as he jumped up the leaderboard, finishing at +8, tied for 4th. Matt Warish, who's an Atlantic native, now playing out of the Des Moines Golf and Country Club. He's a past champ, a couple-of-time champion there. He finished tied with Chris for 4th place. He was +8 after shooting 76. He struggled a bit yesterday after shooting 71 and 68 his first two rounds. Also, Aaron Aronson of the Manning Manila course along with Jason Reynolds, the two-time defending champion. He's won three titles. They both tied for six. Aronson's also a past champion of the TFC. He shot 71 on Sunday. Reynolds shot 73. They were plus nine on the weekend, tied for sixth place. Also in the top 15, Ryan Clark of Briarwood Club, Tim Murphy of Dunlap Golf Club, Zach Christensen of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club all ended up 10 over par. Evan Schuler of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club was joined at 11 over par by Jared Cochran of Terrace Hills, Lance Halverson of the Osceola Country Club as they finished tied for 11th. And then there were three golfers tied for 14th place. That included Derek Jacobson of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club at 12 over par. So they all get automatic invites back from next year and won some prize money yesterday. The rest of the automatic invitations back for next year, the top 25 get invited back. That includes guys like, for example, Carter Truitt, who has some roots here in town. He's playing out of Otter Creek Golf Club. He finished tied for 18th place with a plus 13 total. Sam Markham of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, recent high school graduate, shot 13 over par, tied for 18th place. Rob Langfelt of Nishna Hills Golf Club, a 15 over par total. He was 20th. Darby McLaren of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club was 16 over par, along with Ross Martins of the Roseman Glendale course in Harlan and Shane Burmeister of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. So they all tied for 21st. Also tied for 25th place among them was Kerry Cohorn out of Quail Run at Neola and Ryan Hinker of the Harlan Golf and Country Club. They shot 18 over par, so they all get invited back next year. Now, some other area golfers that participated in the championship division included Eric Rock of Oakland. He ended up tied for 27th place. Jackson Armstrong of Crestwood Hills was tied for 27th place at plus 19. Also in the championship division, among the local golfers, Brad Bailey of the Trainer Recreation Area shot 24 over. Jeremy Perkins of Oakland, 25 over. Matt Haley of Happy Hollow at Corning shot 25 over. Taylor Wheatley of the 5x80 course over at Menlo shot plus 26. And let's see, a few others here. Craig Benson of Avoca Golf and Country Club was plus 30. Jeff Goody of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, plus 31. Matt Gross of Nishna Hills shot plus 32. Michael Byland of Audubon Golf Club shot plus 32 for the weekend. Ryan Kirkhoff of the Griswold Golf and Country Club was plus 42. And Jake Spear of the Greenfield Golf and Country Club, plus 50 in the weekend tournament. Also in the senior division this year, Del Miller, who's been playing, I think, since I was born at the Tournament of Champions, almost. He's played 40 or 40-plus years. He couldn't remember for sure, but he's been here a long time. Finally won a title yesterday. He's been a solid golfer, finished at the top of the near the top of the pack many times over the years, but this time won himself a championship in the senior division. He finished with a 73 yesterday to place first with a 215 total of plus 8. To par. So Del Miller of West Liberty Golf and Country Club was the champion. Rick Thompson has won a title at the TFC. He finished second place, two strokes back at 10 over par. Also among the locals, Daryl Armstrong of Crestwood Hills Golf Club in Oneida shot the low round yesterday in the senior division with an even par 69 as he crawled up the leaderboard to finish tied for third at 12 over par. Jim Wood of Red Oak Country Club shot 13 over. Kim Peters of Crestwood Hills in Oneida shot 13 over, tied for fifth place. Also among some of the locals, Arnie Leistad of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club was plus 16. He finished ninth place. Kirk Nelson of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, plus 17. He finished tied for 10th. Jeff Morenz of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club finished at plus 26, tied for 12th place. Also, Blair Hoig of Otter Creek Golf Club, he has roots here in the area, shot 35 over for the weekend, tied for 17th place, along with Paul Huddleston of Nishna Hills Golf Club, who was also at plus 35. Doug Williams of Nishna Hills was plus 39 in 20th place. Frank Rodriguez of the Harlan Golf and Country Club, tied for 21st at plus 44 on the weekend event. Also in the super senior division, the 65 and over division, a first for that division at the tournament, Dick Seibert of Nishna Hills Golf Club, a two-time past champion at the TFC. He won that tournament shooting 73 in the final round for a plus 12 total of 219, an 18-stroke victory over Frank Gunsully of the Mount Air Golf and Country Club, who was runner-up with a plus 30. Also, locally, Richard Mitchell of Nishna Hills shot 31 over for third place. Ed Leistad of Nishna Hills Golf Club shot plus 38 for the weekend, and he placed fourth in that portion of the tournament. So some pretty good stuff there over the weekend. Whew. A lot of swings.
Better take a breath.
Yeah, a lot of swings out there over the weekend that I can't replicate. Also, Saturday, we mentioned the Atlantic Fest Road Race. Bruce Henderson has been doing this thing for almost as long as Dell Miller has been playing golf at the Tournament of Champions, 30-some-odd years. Bruce has been running the Atlantic Fest Road Race. He was kind enough to drop off the results for me this morning. And they had 233 total participants in the road race over the weekend. There were 117 two-milers, 63 men and 54 women. There were 66 people who ran the 5-mile race, 36 women and 36 men and 30 women, and in the 2-mile walk, there were 50 participating, 13 men, 37 women. They have a bunch of winners in each of the different age categories. In the 5-mile race, the overall winner was Mark Bierbaum of Omaha. He ran 29 minutes, 35 seconds. Age group winners include Cale Bilheimer of Adair in the 14 and under, Chris Jarrett of Minden in the 15 and 16-year-old group, Josiah Williams of Atlantic in the 17 and 18-year-old group, Kevin Brown of Exira in the 19 to 27-year-old grouping. The 28 to 37-year-old group, David Warner of Council Bluffs was the winner. Rick Zartman of Avoca won the 38 to 44 division. The 45 to 50 division, Dennis Jarrett of Minden was the winner. 51 to 58-year-old division, John Young of Elliott was the winner. And in the 59 and over, Mark Jones of Omaha was the winner. Also on the ladies' side in the 5-mile run, the overall winner was Allison Young of Elliott. She ran 36 minutes, 5 seconds. Other winners in the age groups include Tiffany Williams of Atlantic in the 16 and under, 17 and 18-year-olds Liz Gutenfelder of Atlantic, the winner. Ashley Mosier of Atlantic won the 19 to 28-year-old group. Jill Nicholson of Walnut won the 29 to 34-year-old group. Nancy Reynolds of Atlantic was champ in the 35 to 39-year-old grouping. They didn't have any entries in the 40 to 44-year-old division. The 45 to 50-year-old division, Kathy Madron of Oakland was the champ, and Christine Peterson of Harlan won the 51 and over division in the 5-mile race. The 2-mile race yesterday, on the men's side, the overall winner was Aaron Roberts of Audubon. He ran 10 minutes, 21 seconds. And the age group winners included Jacob Stevens of Ames in the 10 and under. The 11 and 12-year-olds, Nathan Brockman of Atlantic was the winner. Phoenix Shadden of Atlantic won the 13 to 14-year-old division. The 15 and 16-year-old fastest runner was David Thompson of Atlantic. Michael Thompson of Atlantic won the 17 to 19-year-old age group. Austin Coder of Atlantic, the winner in the 20 to 29-year-old group. The 30 to 39-year-olds, B.J. Rowland of Atlantic was fastest. Rob Larson of Minden won the 40 to 49-year-old run. And Kirk Peterson of Harlan was first in the 50 and over. On the women's side in the 2-mile run, the overall winner was Rebecca Topham of Griswold. She set a new Atlantic Fest course record Saturday by running 10 minutes, 37 seconds. Now, the age group winners included Kennedy Gergen of Atlantic in the 10 and under, Anna Weezer of Atlantic in the 10 to 12-year-old group, Alexis Brockman of Atlantic in the 13 and 14-year-olds. 15-year-old winner was Haley Carlson of Atlantic. In the 16-year-old division, Alex Flippin of Elliott was the winner. The 17 to 19-year-olds, Alex Larson of Minden was first. Also in the 20 to 29-year-old division, it was Mindy Maka of Atlantic winning. In the 30 to 39-year-old division, Dawn Walton of Atlantic the winner. Jen Hartwig of Atlantic wins the 40 to 49-year-old division, and it was Lisa Van Cleve of Atlantic winning the 50 and over division. And also in the 2-mile walk, it was Tyrell Williams, first across in the men's side, and on the ladies' side, it was Jane Shelley of Griswold, the first one to finish. Boy, you mix all that stuff in. You got the Tournament of Champions going on at the Country Club. You got the Atlantic Fest activities, the road race, and all the other stuff going on. They had a huge car show yesterday, too, or Saturday, rather. And then you lump on top of that the T. Fred Memorial Charity Golf Tournament going on Saturday at Nishna Hills. Where do you park?
There was no open golfing in Atlantic Saturday and Sunday, I can tell you that.
There just wasn't a lot of parking anymore. I hope everybody had a lot of fun. I tell you what you can't complain about is the weather. It was just a perfect weekend for doing all kinds of stuff like that outside. So whatever you did, hope you had fun. If you stayed indoors, well, you better have a good reason. Better have a good reason. Brett, tell us more about Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
Hey, frustration sets in real quick when something goes wrong with your plumbing and you don't know who to trust. Camlin Plumbing and Heating has been in solving people's plumbing problems for 95 years now, learning each and every year better product and better ways of making your frustrations go away. We have learned that quality far outlasts price and that quick fixes only end up costing more money. Our technicians are trained and retrained and are up to date with the latest technology that will give you the peace and trust in a service company that you need. Give us a call next time at Camlin Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286. The thought of the day today comes from Samuel Johnson. The true measure of a man is how he treats someone who can do him absolutely no good.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.